Well, we've heard the majority's presentation of the budget proposal for 26-27, and obviously it's very good to know that we have this released. It's very good to know that in all likelihood we're going to be going home tomorrow. We're going to be voting on this in approximately 24 hours. So that means that 4 long months of laborious work on behalf of Hoosiers is likely to come to a completion tomorrow. They also, we all heard that there is not talk of a special session. I know there's been a lot of rumor that's been kind of floating out there. So as this budget is digested over the next 24 hours, we're going to have much more to consider. We've got to weigh just how public education and the needs of our children are being met. We have to weigh if Medicaid needs and those, the children that are in need, and the elderly, the working Hoosiers, everyday people, if those are being met. I did hear the word within their press conference of collaboration. I like collaboration because I continue to use it the whole time. I hope we can find that our caucus can find ways that there is collaboration within this budget. And for now, we're going to digest, and I'll leave a few comments to Senator Hunley also.
I want to start by thanking Senator Niedzgotsky for all of his hard work as our ranking member on the budget, on our Appropriations Committee, and then also as our caucus's budget chair. Obviously, we just heard a press briefing, you know, about the budget, but we haven't actually seen it. And so we need time to digest what we just heard. But our caucus remains focused on supporting families, supporting children, and making sure that we're taking care of our aging parents and grandparents. And so we will make sure that any cuts that are happening are not happening on the back of our working class Hoosiers.
Any thoughts on increasing the cigarette tax and basically hold the line on and kind of sort of 1% sort of cut across the board?
Well, my initial thought is that we have to all take that in also. That is something that I know a lot of people have been asking for several years right now. Raising people's taxes in any shape, manner, or form is always a most difficult thing. It depends on how those dollars are being used. If they're being put forth for health care, for Medicaid purposes, that's a much greater consideration. So, again, a lot more to digest over the next 24 hours.
What about universal school choice vouchers being put back into the final version of the bill?
Well, the devil is always in the details. Right now, we understand from the press conference with the majority that you have a 2% and a 2% increase in public education. The vouchers coming this second year, I want to see just how those dollars have been derived. But apparently, it's my understanding, they have not come from public education.
But one of the things, though, as we look at this expansion of the voucher program, is that we know that who's going to benefit are the wealthiest families in the state, families who are making well over $400,000, $500,000 a year are now going to get state aid to send their children to school. When at the same time as we're unpacking the impacts of Senate Bill 1, we can see that Senate Bill 1 is not providing the type of property tax relief that was promised to our poorest families. Families with home values that are assessed at under $150,000 are actually going to see an increase in their property tax bills. And so when we think about that, we think about the fact that they're going to be paying more in 2028, and then at the same time, we're going to be giving greater breaks to our wealthiest families. We've got a lot to make sense of in terms of making sure that we're taking care, again, of our working class families and not our wealthiest Hoosiers. And so it's just not a prudent time to look at voucher expansion.
Are you guys frustrated?
We've got a lot to take in, let's put it that way. There's no doubt about it. Again, we're going to mull these things over and we're going to see. Sometimes it's frustrating only because of the fact you're in the minority, but we can't change that right now. People change that. Hoosiers change that. You know, what's a little frustrating is to feel that it's upon our role to potentially pass down harder decisions upon our local government and officials. They're going to have to make those choices. And when those choices are made, that may change the route of what's going to happen with it. Maybe not property tax relief, but taxes in other ways. So all this has to be taken into consideration. You know, the state can't really function properly without federal funding in many of the cases. The local government certainly can't do that without state funding. We all work together in this, and that's truly what we try to do to the best of our ability.
How important was the inclusion of the 13th check?
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, in House Bill 1221, one today, a concurrence. I signed that earlier. It's how important that is. It's majorly important because every day, if I'm in the grocery store, if I'm out at the baseball park, people are coming up to me and they do it over. And I'm sure they do it with Senator Hunley and all of the other legislators when they say thank you for that 13 check. I want to see COLAs in future years because we did not see that for many, many years. But for now, we've got to vote on it tomorrow, but we still have the existence of a 13th check.
What was your reaction to new reporting about the economic development activities of the IEDC and Elevate Ventures? And what do you want to see in the budget in reaction to that?
Well, again, that's going to be a digest that we're going to have to go into. Apparently, they have put more safety protocols in place with IEDC. We're not looking at a $500 million provided there. And, I think part of that still is going to be in the preview of the budget committee. So under that preview, at least we're going to see transparency, as we're seeing in some of the other state offices, right?
Is 24 hours enough time?
It did. Public health got a significant cut. And we know that last session, we worked so hard with bipartisan support to make sure that we were addressing the needs of our local communities, ensuring that additional state dollars are going in to help with public health. And at a time where we're looking at our Medicaid spend, we also have to ask ourselves, why is it that we have more demand of folks who have higher health care costs? And we could focus on prevention. And our public health funds help us to focus on prevention, help us to be strategic. And so it's disappointing to see that there's that cut. We know that everyone's got to make sacrifices this session, but again, is it going to be on the back of the Hoosiers that need the support the most?
Is 24 hours enough to digest everything?
We have no further time than that. So it has to be, yes. It's like that every time. We very rarely see anything different. We've been talking about the budget all year round. We have been working, trying to work together to the extent that we're able to. So we've had more time than that, but now, yes, the actual physical copy, that's what we have.
So if you describe the budget in one word, at least what you heard today, what word would you use?
I would say that still seeking collaboration. We've got to see what the details of the budget have in it as we go through it right now.